This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Among the things that you can do this weekend around the area is check out another local jazz performance. As they have for the last couple of months, Prairie Players Civic Theater is continuing their backstage jazz series, almost to the next to last concert in the series here. They've had a number of jazz artists outdoors or indoors, weather permitting, I suppose, to provide some great jazz music for the community, and that's happening again this weekend. Vince Marola is one of the board members of Prairie Players Civic Theater, and he joins me to talk about that, along with Andy Crawford, who I know you've heard a time or two on this radio station. He is one of the players in the group we will talk about. So, gentlemen, thanks to you both for coming in.
Very welcome.
Thank you.
First, Vince, I've talked with others at Prairie Players about this before. I really like that since this new facility has opened in the last couple of years, that we've kind of found some uses outside the norm, I think, for the theater in terms of not going beyond just theater performances. And I think that sounds to me like that's worked out pretty darn well.
It has, and this opportunity Friday night is a wonderful opportunity. We've got a beautiful outdoor space out back. You'll be setting up a quintet back there. This will be the third concert in the series. Just a pleasant place to listen to music. There'll be tables. There'll be a bar. Cornucopia is providing food and sponsoring the evening.
Fantastic.
And also First Midwest Bank has sponsored the series, and we're really at Prairie Players trying to reach out and do more things with the space, because there's a lot more than theater that we can do with that space.
Was that sort of, from your perspective as a board member that's been around a little while, I guess sort of the long-term goal once you got into that space, or was it something that maybe came up at some point and you thought, well, why didn't we think of this sooner?
What I'm learning is as the space developed, we started to see the fact that there could be more uses, either groups that we brought in. The space is also available for rentals. We've done weddings out there. I've offered to do funerals and officiate. No one's taken me up on that, but it's out there.
Well, I don't know how, never mind. I don't know how somebody contacts you about that, but enough about that anyway. But no, I think that's worked out well. And just because I'm curious, although in the interest of full disclosure, I've worked with Prairie Players on a few things over the last year or so, and I've had a great time doing it. What led you to want to be involved with the organization, Vince, and how long have you been on the board now?
About a month before we moved to town in 2012, we sent an email to Prairie Players. My whole family had prior community theater experience. We said, we're coming to town, we're interested. 3 weeks after we were in town, all three of us were involved in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Ah, yes.
My son and I flew the scenery down, and my wife played in the pit. About 6 months later, I had lunch at Q's with a number of board members, and I've now been on the board for 6 years. I'll be going off in September.
You keep telling yourself you're limited to term. You have term limits going on here, but this is not the interview to be talking about term limits, but but I digress. But no, it's a great thing that you've been involved in, and I've had, like I said, such a wonderful time the last year or so helping you guys out. It's been great fun. Andy Crawford, I know you've heard a number of times, who's involved with Knox Jazz Year, who's also in the Todd Kelly Quintet, which is performing on Friday. So again, Andy, thanks to you for coming in as well.
Thanks for having me.
Is this kind of a typical or atypical venue for someone like you to perform in?
I don't think there really is a typical venue for for a musician or a jazz musician.
Right.
We play all sorts of places, especially in the summer. There's a lot of outdoor venues, and it's been a really nice place to play. I've played with the first two groups as well, it's a really nice space. I feel like it sounds good, and the audience have been really receptive. It's been really enjoyable.
Tell me about the Todd Kelly Quintet.
We've been a group since 2008, I believe. And Todd Kelly is the director of jazz at Bradley University.
Okay.
Phenomenal trumpet player. He's actually going to be the resident artist for the Peoria Symphony Orchestra this upcoming year.
Wonderful.
So we're doing a number of spotlight concerts, one in November, one in February. And, so we're playing a lot of his arrangements and original music, and it's kind of traditional jazz from, the 50s and 60s. Every group that I've helped bring in this year has kind of a different bag, and that's the whole reason. I wanted to give different sounds. Like, the first group was kind of modern. The last group was cool, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Not cool, smooth jazz.
And then the final
group is like a gypsy jazz group. So, just to kind of give a different taste for things. And yeah, Todd Kelly's group is phenomenal. Really good, good players.
Let's say, I'd like to think that maybe we're talking to people who've never, maybe other than the radio or other than a CD or something, have listened to jazz before. And maybe they don't know much about it. What would you tell to somebody? Or what would you say to convince somebody that maybe has never heard or seen jazz in action before? What would you tell them to encourage them to come to this performance?
Well,
or any for that matter, really.
Live jazz, and this is, I'm involved in the jazz here, the Rutabaga Jazz mm-hmm. Festival. Live jazz is so different than recorded jazz. Yeah. We hear recorded jazz, whether it's in a commercial or in an elevator, and there's this kind of perception of like, oh, this, jazz music, I don't really like that. But the live music is such an engaging thing because you really, every performance is different. The musicians are interacting with each other and the crowd. They're feeding off of the people that are there and what's going on at that time. And it really is, it's unique in that aspect. It's really an interactive art form. So that's why, come out and, check out a set and see what, get some food and check out and see what you think. There's no better, jazz going on in the area than what is coming to these concerts.
For sure. I would argue from what you just said too, that maybe your work and Nikki Malley's work with Knox Jazz here and whatever, I think that would probably make the Rutabaga Jazz Festival itself maybe sort of an unsung hero of the community from that regard, wouldn't you say?
Definitely. Definitely. And, and that is, we're celebrating our 40th year coming up.
That's fantastic.
And it's kind of a testimonial to that.
I didn't mean to dive into your day job, if you will, with the jazz year, but I'll just end by asking you, how are things going? I guess that 40th anniversary is going to be kind of a big deal, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're all set. We've got, we've had everything booked for a while, and it was announced at the last year's Rutabaga what we're doing, but I can say it again that we're calling it the Matt Wilson 40th anniversary extravaganza. He's got some really special treats coming up, and everyone around here knows Matt.
Yeah.
He's from Knoxville, and he just got an honorary doctorate at Knox. He's been back for a number of different concerts, but it just felt right to say, Matt, do something with this and help celebrate. And so he's bringing in kind of an all-star group that I will not let everyone know who's in it yet.
Was that part of the deal to give him the honorary doctorate, was to tell him he had to come back and play?
No, it just actually happened to work out that way. But it worked out perfectly.
Back to the Todd Kelly Quintet, Andy. Tell me a little bit about who else is in the group.
Obviously, Todd on trumpet. We've got a new guy to the area named Dan Burke. He just moved from Chicago. Really killing sax player that's going to be playing. Daryl Monteith is on keyboard, and he led the first group back in May. And he, phenomenal piano player from North Carolina. And on drums is Tom Marco, the director of jazz studies at Illinois State University.
Very cool. So we've kind of got some of the three of the greatest institutions of higher learning in the Midwest kind of combining here with this quintet, right?
Yeah, they always say that, you know, this group has, you know, they've got the most degrees of any group around.
There you go. All right, so Vince, I'll go back to you to wrap up here. Talk about, again, the when and the where, and if there's admission and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it'll be this Friday night at Prairie Players Civic Theater, 160 South Seminary. Coming through the front door, actually coming through the side by the fence. $5 admission charge, which we call the cover. If you're under 12, you're free. There is a cash bar. Cornucopia is providing food. We're going to be repeating this event the last Friday in August. Mm-hmm. And then just a little bit of a watch your newspaper or your radio.
Thank you.
In September, we are going to be repeating our Oktoberfest with
Wonderful.
The polka group that we had from Quincy.
Great. Well, we'll have somebody on to talk about that closer to the date for sure. And all the proceeds that you collect go to keep everything up and running and amazing for this community.
Yep. They keep the lights on. They help with the infrastructure and all the stuff going on at Prairie Players.
All right. We'll have details on that on our community events page at WGIL.com. But again, it's Friday night at Prairie Players Civic Theater.
At 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m.
Thank you.
Andy Crawford, Vince Marola, thanks so much for coming in, and continued success to both of you.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll have business news and sports as we continue on Galesburg's Evening News next on WGIL.